So let's talk about context reframes first. See, all meaning is context dependent. If we were in Alaska, for example, and it was an overcast day, yet there was some sun out, you might look out and say, wow, this is a great day. But a great day in Alaska might not be considered a great day in Hawaii, for example. So in that case, the meaning of the day is dependent upon the context in which the day appears. All meaning is actually context dependent. So if somebody places meaning on something, you can actually change the context and therefore change the meaning. So if you're looking to change somebody's behavior with a context reframe, what you need to do is think of a different context in which the person will respond differently to the same behavior. Context reframes are especially useful if you are speaking with somebody and they give you a linguistic construction, such as I'm too blank or he's too blank, like he's too stingy or something like that. Notice that this type of a construction is a comparative deletion. The question would be compared to what? Too stingy compared to what? But instead of responding as if it's a comparative deletion, what we're going to do instead is we're going to think of a different context in which the person will respond differently to the same behavior. A context reframe also works incredibly well for characterizations. So if somebody says, like, stingy is a characterization. So if somebody says, well, he's stingy, then the response to that might be, well, yeah, but that's the same quality that allowed him to pay for his son's college education. Notice the spin that we just put on the same thing. Stingy, which was bad in one context, or considered bad in one context, in the context of being able to pay for his son's college education, that quality then becomes a good quality. And that's the basis of a context reframe. So what you want to do is change, you take the same behavior, the same character trait, and you apply it to a different context. In fact, there's a story about Milton Erickson. One time there was a father that stormed his daughter into Milton Erickson's office and said, sit down, to his daughter. He says, you sit down right there. And then he looks at Dr. Erickson and he says, now she's too headstrong. She's trying to run the whole family. And Erickson looked at the father and he said, well, isn't it good that when she's out on her own, she'll be able to stand on her own two feet? And that was the end of the therapy. So what Milton Erickson did was he took the same behavior of being headstrong and he put it in a different context, the context of her being out on her own, in which case that behavior became something that was good rather than bad. I actually heard a great example of a context reframe on television, one of my favorites. And singer Celine Dion was being interviewed by Barbara Walters. And Barbara Walters asked her an uncomfortable question at one point. She said, it's well known that your husband is a bit of a gambler. Has this characteristic been a problem? Now, there had been a lot of recent press about Celine Dion's husband in which they had mentioned that he had lost a significant amount of money while gambling. So Barbara Walters asked her, hey, is this characteristic a problem? He's apparently the press is characterizing him as a gambler. Is this a problem for you? Celine Dion replied within a matter of moments, without even hesitating. She said, no, it's a godsend. She said, I'm so lucky that he gambled on me and mortgaged his house to assist me when I was first starting out. Brilliant response. And from a construction standpoint, all she did was change the context in which the same characteristic appeared. So being a gambler in one context seemed bad, but in light of the new context, being a gambler seemed like a very good thing. And in fact, it was. That was an incredibly effective reframe. So here's how you would create the same reframe. If somebody offers you a statement that characterizes somebody or something, or offers a comparative deletion, such as I'm too blank, or she's too blank, or he's too blank, then what you do is you ask yourself the question, what's a different context in which this same behavior or characteristic would appear in which the meaning of the characteristic would be changed? So that's how to deliver a context reframe.